KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear skies at 76 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today, with isolated afternoon showers possible, a high of 93 and a heat index of 105. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A heat advisory will be in effect for the entire listening area beginning at noon today and lasting through 8 p.m. this evening for all but the northwest corner counties of Iowa. Temperatures in the lower 90s coupled with dew points in the middle 70s will result in heat indices, or how it feels, between 100 and 105 degrees in most areas, with 105 to 110 degrees in the far west and southwest counties. And that is bringing up the potential for heat illnesses for those active outdoors this afternoon. Vulnerable populations such as children and the elderly are especially susceptible. If you're planning any outdoor activities today, take the necessary precautions to beat the heat. And the National Weather Service says Mother Nature could provide her own version of fireworks today. Thunderstorms are expected to develop across much of northern Iowa and become more widespread late this afternoon and this evening. Some severe storms are possible with damaging wind and large hail, the main severe threats. Heavy rainfall is possible with the storms, which may lead to localized flash flooding. The timing for development of storms is anywhere from 2 p.m. until midnight, so keep it tuned to KJAN, our website, or our mobile apps for any weather watches or warnings that may be issued. Authorities yesterday identified a man who was shot and killed over the weekend by a police officer in Panora. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says 26-year-old Joshua Reed of New Virginia was the man who was killed Sunday night. Police officers were called that night to a Panora apartment complex where residents reported a man armed with a knife. Officers found the man, later identified as Reed, in a hallway and ordered him to drop the knife. After he refused to do so, police say Officer Rock Armstrong shot him. Reed was given medical aid, but he died. Armstrong, who has served as a police officer for 17 years, is on paid administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. A Red Oak man was arrested Tuesday evening on an alcohol-related charge. Red Oak police say 34-year-old Kirby David Stoneking was taken into custody for public intoxication at around 7:45 p.m. in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street. Stoneking was brought to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $300 bond. Red Oak police report the arrest on Tuesday of 20-year-old Dakota Giroux of Red Oak for failure to appear in court. Giroux was arrested just after 4 p.m. at 1004 East Reed Street in Red Oak. The original charge was a Red Oak charge of breach of peace. Her bond was set at $1,000 cash only, and she's being held in the Montgomery County Jail until being seen by a district court judge. A traffic stop Monday afternoon in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a Council Bluffs man. 46-year-old James Franklin Tagg was taken into custody for possession of explosive materials, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while suspended. Sheriff's officials say Tagg was under the influence of narcotics at the time of his arrest. Around 4:15 p.m., they found a glass meth pipe in his possession, in addition to unspecified homemade explosive. Of course, this is the 4th of July, America's birthday, and there are several events going on around the listening area. You can find the entire list on our Daily Diary page at KJAN.com. Among the events, Atlantic Rotary's 4th of July flight breakfast is being held at the airport. Breakfast with the Pancake Man is on now till 11 o'clock, and the cost is $7 for the all-you-can-eat pancakes with sausage and drinks. Also, Burgers in the Park, hosted by the Audubon Church of Christ, will be held this evening from 5:30 until 6:30 p.m. at the Albert the Bull Park. Free burgers and hot dogs for the whole family, and the next Burgers in the Park will be August the 1st. Also, the big event around the area, the Xyra's 4th of July celebration all day today. There will be food vendors around the city park at 9 a.m. There's kids' foot races from 10 till 7. Xyra Community Club Beer Garden at the city park from 10:30 a.m. And there'll also be a Dunk Tank fundraiser, Roger Berger performing this afternoon, Old School Amusement Carnival, Gingrich Pony Rides. There's also at 1:30 Xyra's Independence Day Rodeo. Admission is $10 for adults, $5 for kids, and ages 5 to 12. At 5 p.m., the kids' tractor pull. 8 p.m. tonight, the helicopter golf ball drop. At 9:45, the grand fireworks display at a Spartan football field, and concessions are available. And those are just some of the events that are going on today. Elsewhere in the news this morning, a rededication ceremony will mark the completion, restoration of a World War I cannon in Sioux City. The public ceremony will be held at the Memorial Park in Sioux City Cemetery. The U.S. War Department awarded the cannon to the Sioux City chapter of the Military Order of the Purple Heart, a national organization for veterans who were wounded in combat and received a Purple Heart. The chapter dedicated the cannon May 30th, 1941 at the cemetery where many veterans were buried. Restoration efforts began in 2016 when several veterans came together to figure out how to fix the rotting cannon. The Plymouth County veterans raised $10,000 to refurbish the cannon. Most of the money, which came from veterans, and it took more than 2 years to get all the work done, but officials say it was time well spent. The cannon has been repainted and its metal wheels have been replaced with new ones constructed by a South Dakota company. The cannon will rest on stands placed under the axle that keeps the wheels slightly off the ground, so they won't have to bear the weight of the nearly 4-ton weapon. In the funeral announcements, Jacqueline Jackie Gutenfelder, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Memorial services for Jackie Gutenfelder will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Shelley Wheatley, age 37, of Greenfield, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Shelley Wheatley will be held Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Beverly Haynes, age 77, of Stewart, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Beverly Haynes will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Florence Cook, age 90, of Stewart, died June 25th at her home. A memorial mass for Florence Cook will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Toby Henningsen, age 87, of Elkhorn, died June 28th at the Salem Lutheran Nursing Home. Funeral services for Toby Henningsen will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church, followed by lunch served at the church. Thomas Hildebrand, age 64, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Memorial services for Thomas Hildebrand will be July 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. And Mildred Sorber, age 98, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Mildred Sorber are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.